Let me give you some half facts about introductions, first of all. Number one, you must set a standard. You must set a standard. A standard that's above what you're currently doing, certainly. In other words, if you're not getting introductions at all, then we need to have a set of standards so we know what our baseline is and how we can measure ourselves from week to week, day to day, month to month. Number two, you must be willing to stare down failure and understand that failure is not final, and it's certainly not fatal. It's going to happen. People are going to tell you, well, I don't know anybody, and you need to figure out how to get past that. Number three, you've got to check your esteem fuel tank, your self-esteem fuel tank. And when you go out and ask for introductions, you need to have what is what they call posturing. Your confidence level in yourself has got to be so strong that this person, without fail, will introduce you to other people. Number four, you're going to have to exceed and get outside your comfort zones. For me, as much as I do this business, and as for as many people as we teach, our business has been based 100% on referrals. But in any event, you need to get outside your comfort zone. When you don't, and our next step here is when you don't get an introduction, and if it doesn't work, you need to be able to say to yourself mentally, next. Again, I think we talked about this early on, the SW to the third power. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. You have to be able to say next. And then the last thing is you have to be able to own your own feelings. You can't go around blaming the economy. You can't blame the prospect. You can't blame your training. You have to say, I have failed because of things I have chose not to do. Zig Ziglar says, you are exactly what you are because of what is in your mind. And I couldn't agree with Zig anymore. I mean, he's 100% on target. You have to take ownership for where you are. Jack Canfield talks about self-esteem and how people want to blame people and say, well, you make me feel so, or you make me angry, or when I'm around you, I'm depressed. They're blaming other people for their feelings. And his analogy is when you squeeze an orange, what do you get? Well, you get orange juice. Well, you didn't put the juice in the orange. The juice was already there. You just squeezed it out. So when you say to yourself or you say to somebody, you make me angry, that person didn't make you angry. The anger was already inside. They just pushed something to cause the anger to come out. And when you say, oh, prospecting makes me depressed, no, the prospect doesn't make you depressed. You're already depressed. It's the act of prospecting that causes it to come out. So own your own feelings so that you can move forward. In order to get these introductions, you're going to have to say and do a couple of things. One of the first things you have to do is to build your 10 profile. And what I mean by a 10 profile, if you watch the movie 10, obviously the idea was, what is perfection? Well, probably nobody has the perfect client or the perfect prospect, but we have an idea of what that perfect prospect should be. You need to identify that so that when you take that profile, when you ask somebody for introductions, you give them an idea of what it is that you're looking for. And so that you hand them this little index card with this profile and these ideas listed out on there saying, this is what I'm looking for in my prospect. I'm looking for a prospect that has a sales group of at least 10 people. I'm looking for an organization that typically is in financial services. I'm looking for a group that the sales, it could be anything. It could be a concept. It could be hard products. We're looking for a client or a prospect that's locally owned, and the salespeople are local. They're not scattered all over the country, one in Dubuque and one in Sacramento and one in New York. I mean, we've got a single source that we can go to. So you establish what this profile is. And that would be on one side of your index card. On the other side of your index card, you will have some numbers. Now, if you want 3 referrals, you write down the numbers 1, 2, 3. And you'll get your 3 referrals. If you want 5, you write down the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Not a complicated process. Now, people want lots of different language and real sophisticated ways to get this introduction thing going. And if that's what you're looking for out of Anthony Cole or Tony Cole's sales training, you might get a little bit disappointed, because our approach to getting introductions is not that complicated. It's not rocket science. But anyway, the language is something like this. Joe, I'm building my business and I need your help. If you were me, you were doing what I do, but you knew the people that you know. Given this profile and you hand them the index card with what you're looking for, who would you call on next? And then the toughest part is to shut up. Let your client or let your prospect look at the card and figure out who they know that meets the profile. It's not that complicated. The tough part about it is you don't do it enough. You got to go through that process for as many times, for as many names that you need every week to call. If you need 30 names, and all you're going to do is ask for 3 names every time you go out, then you got to do that at least 10 times, assuming you bat 1,000, so that you can call 30 people next week. So you go back to your formula for success in your key results area and figure out, well, how many names do I need? How many decision makers do I need to contact? Then that's how many times you got to ask for referrals. Now, once we get all that, how do we contact the referral? Well, again, this is going to be a little bit different, but not a whole lot different than what we've already described. Before you do that and you talk to your referrer, you ask them, once I've identified the 3 people, they say, okay, well, here's the 3 names. You say, well, good. Now, if you were me, how would you go about contacting those people? If you were me, how would you want to meet those people? In other words, what you want to do is you want to get this referrer to say, well, I guess I'd want someone to call him or introduce me. Great. I don't suppose you could do that for me. Well, yeah, sure. When a prospect with a referrer decides that they will call them for you, your next line is, what will you say? And they're going to say, well, I don't know. Can I help? And they're going to say, sure. So you give them a script. And the script is, Tony's a nice guy. He does good work. He's really helped us out a lot. Very professional, a lot of good stuff for our company. He's going to call you, and when he calls, I think you ought to agree to an appointment. Now keep this in mind, John. After the appointment, if what he says and what you guys talk about doesn't make sense, it's okay to tell him no. That last phrase is very important because now it takes all the pressure off of the referrer. Just think, in his mind, he can call up the people he wants to introduce and say, oh yeah, by the way, he said it's okay to tell him no. So now there's no pressure. There's no infringement on that relationship. Think about the introduction. They're going to say, sure, come on out, because there's no pressure for them. They're going to say, well, I have the option when it's all said and done to get no. Remember, the purpose of the phone call is to get the appointment. So all you want to do is go out and get in front of these people. Now, let's fast forward a little bit, and we've made the phone call, and I've called the introduction. The process is going to sound pretty much the same that you heard before. Hi, my name is Tony Cole, and then shut up. Now, if they remember the conversation they had with the referral, they say, oh, hi, Tony, how are you doing? I'm expecting your call. And you say, great, why were you expecting the call? Well, John said you're going to call, and he said, okay, when John said that, what did you say? Well, I said, Well, what did John say? What did you say? What do you think we should do now? Well, I guess you should come out. Is that what you want to do? And then you get invited out very favorably. Think about that process versus following up on direct mail or pre-approach letters and all the other stuff that people are doing out there, cold calling. Now, if they don't remember, which is a likelihood, the script doesn't change a whole lot. You say, John, it doesn't sound like you know who I am. And, well, no, Tony, no. Not unusual. I'm in the business of, you deliver USA, can I tell you why I called? They're going to say, sure. And then you start just a little bit and you say, oh, wait a second. You don't know Mike Adams, do you? Well, yeah, Mike, that's it. Mike suggested I call you. And now you start the bonding relationship. You go through the whole process, and you get invited out. Remember, even though it's a referral, we still need to stick to the principles. 1, get the appointment. 2, get the prospect involved. Get the prospect involved. And you get them involved by introducing yourself and shutting up.